Today I was going to preach out of Acts 3. I don't get to preach anymore. That's good news, y'all. Check this out. I'm going to tell you, the Bible is for us today. Check it out, Acts 3. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Guys, the Bible is full of miraculous testimonies, but it did not stop. There are miraculous testimonies all around the room, and you're going to hear some of them today about how God is showing up because he's the living God. So Pastor Jay, if you will come, we're not going to just read about miracles in the Bible today. We're going to hear about them from our young people, and I hope that you will allow them to fill you with wonder and awe. Here is Acts 3 in real time.
Good morning. If this is your first time, my name is Pastor Jay. I'm the student pastor. I'm not trying to make myself sound sexy. I'm just really overwhelmed. I had an opportunity to confidently say, I saw our kids do the stuff. I can say confidently that I saw our kids do the stuff of the kingdom. And so I don't want to get in the way of that. And so we're going to have our students give the testimony. All I'm asking is that you be free. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So be confident in what you're about to say. Trust in what you experience. Trust in what we encountered. And the rest is the Lord's business. Amen. So these students that we're going to call, I'm going to ask you to come up to the stage so that everyone... Audrey Metter and Esther Sullivan. Can you come on up? Can we clap for them? Come on. Can we clap for them?
Hi, my name is Esther Josephine, and I'm in sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Audrey Metter, and I'm also in sixth grade.
This is our first time going to DCS, and
it's also my first time. So I feel like my expectations of DTS were to wake up and be excited for the day ahead because, like, it's DTS, it's a camp, it's supposed to be fun, it's for kids.
Mine was having my fun with all of my friends and hanging out with them all day.
So I feel like for me the most meaningful part of DTS was I got to connect with God in the sanctuary by praying and praying for people around me and in my life. What about you, Esther?
I think that I really felt the presence of God with everybody, and I felt like the sanctuary was the best part of DTS.
I can continue to, like, do the stuff in the future by introducing the Lord to the people who don't know of him and aren't close to him in any way.
I'm going to choose to keep coming closer to the Lord by praying and journaling and praying to see how he wants me to live my life.
I think we can do a little better than that. I, The next students that I want to bring up, I'm going to be dropping papers here, okay. Have a few testimonies to work through. Canton, be quiet. We're going to ask Kenley Johnson, Addison Johnson, you're already up here, and Aubrey Johnson to come on up and give their testimonies.
Good morning. My name is Kenley Johnson, and I'm going into eighth grade. This was my third time at GTS, and I just really wanted to basically, like, grow in my relationship with God while I was there, and I really felt like I got to, like, experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. I think it was Friday night, we were all praying after service, and everyone was just, if they needed prayer, they were going up, and I just really felt like the Lord was telling me to go up and pray for people up there. And so me and a few others went up, and we started praying, and when we were praying, it was just, like, really meaningful, and most of us started crying because we just felt that God was just really there. And he was really speaking to us. And so then on Saturday, during our outreaches, we got to plan our own outreach this year. And our outreach is when we really do this stuff. We go out into the community, and we spread the gospel, and we teach others about God, and we lead them to the Lord. And so this year, we got to plan our own outreaches. And so my group, we were praying, trying to figure out what we were going to do. And me and this one other girl, her name was Amelia, we just really felt that the Lord was telling us to reach out to children. And so we started thinking, where can we reach a lot of children on a really rainy day? Because it was raining. So we knew we couldn't go to a park because not many people would be there since it was raining. So we came up with the idea to go to a library. So once we came up with the idea to go to a library, we printed out some bookmarks that you could color. And they had Bible verses on them, and just, like, statements that just preached the gospel. And so we went to the library, and we just set all of our bookmarks up on two tables, and kids were coming in. And normally, so almost everyone in our group was, like, super shy. So I feel like I would not normally be the person that would go up and just ask a stranger to, or, like, lead them to God. That's just not something I would normally do. I'm kind of shy. So we were praying over it because all of us were really shy, and we just felt like we couldn't go talk to the strangers and invite them over to the kids to color bookmarks and invite the parents to church. So most of us just felt like God really gave us that courage to go up to them and invite them to church. So we would invite the kids over to color bookmarks, and they were having a lot of fun coloring, and one kid even was arresting all of us with his handcuffs, and he was having a lot of fun. And then we would give out, like, a little card to the parents inviting them to church. And then there wasn't much kids coming. And so we decided to put some of the bookmarks in a few of the books, and we wrote a little note on the back inviting them to church for whoever checks out that book next will find the bookmark and will show up at church so they can be led to the Lord. So since not many more kids were coming, we decided to go to Walmart. And so we got some snacks, and we got some water, and we had a whole bunch of bookmarks left. So we also brought those, and we brought our cards that would invite people to church. So we were outside Walmart, and we were just giving out these snacks and this water. And there was this one lady, and she had been standing out there for a while. And so I went up to her, and I gave her the card for church, the bookmark, and a snack and a water. And she was so appreciative. She was like, this is, like, the sweetest thing. This is making my day. Like, thank you so much. And I just felt like that was really, like, God moving in that moment. And when we were outside of Walmart and we were handing these things out, we got told no a lot. A lot of people just kept saying, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. But the people that were saying yes were super like excited that we were inviting them to church and like showing them a way to God. And yeah, that's it.
Hi, my name is Addison Johnson, and this is my first time going to DTS. I'm going to sixth grade. And so we had to plan our own outreaches, like Kinley said. And so my group chose to go to fire stations and hand out snacks and pray over them and tell them that we'll be praying for them, invite them to church. And so there was extra like snacks over left from lunch. So we brought them Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches and chips. And so we would go to different fire stations, and a ton of the fire stations, like they were out on missions, like there was no trucks there, or like they didn't answer the door. And so we finally came to two different fire stations that we were able to go in and talk to them and give them their snacks. And so the first one, a ton of people didn't have the courage to pray over them. And so then I prayed over them, and I feel like that's like a gift from God that I can pray over other people. And I felt I felt like God was moving in me, because I was just like really like into the prayer and really like talking to the firefighters. And my leader, Kevin, said that faith can be spelled different ways every single day. And he told us that faith, that on Saturday, it was spelled T-R-Y, try, because a ton of the fire stations, we were disappointed that they weren't, like, answering the door, and we weren't able to pray over them. And so, yeah, I just felt like God was really moving in us when I could pray over them. And when we were going into stores and, like, buying them more snacks, we would pray over them. We would pray over other people, ask them if they needed anything, to buy them anything, or if we could pray over them for anything. And yeah, I just felt really close to God in those moments.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Johnson, and I'm in the seventh grade. It was my first time at DTS, and I didn't really know what to expect. I thought it might just be like any other church camp I've been to, but like I have to say it was a lot different. Probably mainly because of like there was a smaller group of people and you were able to connect a lot easier, and being with your friends was so much easier, and I felt like it made the experience a lot better for me. And for our outreach, we went to H-E-B because we needed to pick up some cleaning supplies, because that's what we did. We went around to different stores and different public parks, and we cleaned up bathrooms so people would be more comfortable. And there was this man that had three young kids, and later we learned that he had broke his back last year, and his wife was in the hospital. And this girl named Eva, she was saying like, oh, I feel like I was being called to go talk to this man and reach out to him and ask him for help, and we were able to pray over him, and I think that really made his day, and that like started everything that we did that day, and it gave us the confidence to do everything else and the courage to do everything we did that day. And there was also during, I think it was Friday night, when everybody was like praying over everybody, this lady from the Austin campus, her name was Sarah Hatch, she prayed over me, and I had been praying about something for a long time, and she was like, I can tell you've been like feeling this. And it was like, it was the first time that I'd ever like felt the Holy Spirit so much that I was like crying, and I went and told her that, and it really made my day. And I think that ever since then, I've been like crying a lot during worship, and I've been crying about like everything.
It's okay.
And it was like such a unique experience for me, because I've never like gotten this close, and I've never felt a relationship like that before. And now I feel like, for to
on my paper, like, to continue doing the stuff, I need to keep praying for people when I'm called to do it, and, like, answering everything that I'm called to do, and listening better, and journaling, and just sitting in silence and trying to hear God, and focusing on the lyrics has really helped me in, like, worshiping, because before I would just sing it, and I was like, oh, I don't really like worshiping, it's boring, like, can we just be done and, like, go hang out with my friends? But now, like, lately I've been, like, listening, and it's really, like, been coming to me, and I've been more confident to, like, maybe reach my hand out or go with somebody instead of just being so done with it and maybe sitting down during worship. So I feel like this camp really changed my perspective on, like, everything, and it was really unique, and it was a really good experience for me.
And those tears are real. That experience is real. Yeah, Aubrey, you just messed me up. I had a whole script. Okay, we're almost done. I pray that you're not allowing the enemy to make us rush through this place. The next two students I'm going to call up, and then we're going to close out with my final three. But we're going to close out with a bang, because this young man told me, I don't think I can testify without preaching. Preaching is a big word, so that might not impress you. That's just speaking with conviction. Speaking with confidence. He basically said, I had such a real encounter that nothing's going to change my mind. So Lila Hall and Joseph Eccles, please come up. No making me cry. Come on up, let's clap for them. I'll get you your papers. Come on up, Lila. And then I'm going to ask Colin, you don't have to do it. I'm going to ask Weston, Canton, Tyler, and Colin, you come up. You're just standing with your brothers. I know who's giving the testimony. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Once they finish, I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor. I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling. And the reason I'm stressing you feeling it, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there also. And so what these students, what we need is affirmation for these experiences, so that we can continue to do this stuff in the future, amen? So Lila, Joseph, and then it's on the Four Musketeers.
Hi, my name is Lila. I'm in fifth grade, and this is my first year at DTS. My expectations of DTS this year were to get closer to God and to be able to help people in the community. The most meaningful part of DTS this year was for my outreach. We went to Walmart, and we handed out free water, helped unload people's groceries, take people back to their car, and prayed for people. I experienced the presence of God at DTS this year when me and my friends and someone else who I didn't know prayed for me and each other. I can continue to do this stuff in the future by giving back to the community, as simple as praying or giving something to someone, and I can do favors for people and spread the word of God to as many people as I can.
My name is Joseph Eccles, and I'm in sixth grade. And this is my first time going to DTS. My expectations of DTS were to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The most meaningful part of DTS to me is the worship, because I get to worship God and the Holy Spirit. I experienced the presence of God during my outreach, where I helped feed the homeless and pray for them, and we gave them Bibles. I can continue doing this stuff in the future by praying for people and spreading the word of God.
My name is Tyler, and I'm going to be a sophomore next year. This was my first time at DTS, and honestly, I had no idea what I was going to do at DTS. I've never been to a church camp other than one, and low-key, I don't remember it, so. For my outreach, we went to HEB, and we bought flowers, and we started handing out flowers and praying for people. And we prayed for a bunch of people, and took about an hour and a half, and we eventually got kicked out. Once we got kicked out, I realized that we were doing something right, because they're just trying to stop us from spreading the word. Next, we went to JCPenney, and we continued giving out flowers and praying for people. And also at HEB, there's this guy he was in the line, and one of my friends, he walks up to him, he's like, "Can I pray for you?" And I'm like, "Okay, is it because he's in a wheelchair?" I'm like, and he goes up to him, and he's like, "No English." I was like, "Oh, how is he going to do this?" And eventually, he just continued to pray for him, and he started crying. And it just made me realize that we are doing something right. The most meaningful part of DTS was when we worshiped, because it was really different. The first day, we usually don't, like, stand up in the front, and everyone just started running to the front, and I was like, "What is going on?" and eventually, when I got, like, comfortable, I went up to the front, but it was very weird. I can continue doing this stuff by praying for people, spreading the gospel, and helping people in need.
All right, my name is Weston, and I'm going to be a sophomore also. This is my first year at DTS, and I just had no clue what to expect. Just like Tyler, I was just going to, like, stick around with them, and luckily we were able to stick around. And then the most meaningful part was definitely the outreach. For my group, we went to Walmart, and we just stood at the entrance while it was raining, and we passed out waters and, like, walked people to their car in, like, the rain, because we bought, like, 4 umbrellas or something like that. And then we walked people to their car in the rain. And we were, like, praying for people at the end. Like, once we got to the car and we'd unload their groceries, we, like, prayed for them. And I can continue to do this stuff in the future just by helping spread the word with others.
Morning. Can you hear me? We're good? Yeah. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Canton, and I go here, obviously, but yeah. But I had 3 things that I wanted to cover while I was given the chance to talk, and that was worship, prayer, and the Holy Spirit. So I might go off script a little bit. The first one I want to cover is worship, because for me, worship is, like, a really big part of my faith, and I've grown in worship, like, over time. So, like, I call this spot, like, the hot zone, like, the Holy Spirit hot zone, because I feel like that's where I get the closest with God. It's just being in the front, or, like, being around other people who, like, have the courage to stick a hand up or just express how they're feeling in worship. And today I felt really close to God, because I just had a peace that Sometimes I don't feel, sometimes I do feel. And the Holy Spirit just over me, and I was like washed with tears, like unexpected emotions. I can't explain. So that was really special to me. The second one I want to cover is prayer. So while I was at DTS, I had the chance to get prayed for and asked for prayer because one of the speakers was calling people who had a heart for like ministry or preaching, and I didn't know like if God was calling me or not, but I had a nudge. So I went up to the front and I got prayer, which was really, really special to me. And then this lady comes up and taps me on the shoulder, and she's like, "Hey, I know you're a pastor's kid, and God gave me a vision before the service, and I want to pray for you." I was like, "Wow!" Like, she started naming things that like I've never met this lady, and she just started praying for me, and that was a really special moment for me because I felt close and I knew that was God, so that was like really important to me. And then the third one I want to cover is the Holy Spirit. So obviously, while we were at camp, the Holy Spirit was moving all over the place. Like, I saw people putting their hands up. Saw people crying, saw people getting prayer, saw people getting surrendering things to God that maybe it's really hard for them, and that was really special. And for me personally, I believe strongly that the Holy Spirit works through people and that God has blessed us with the Holy Spirit. So just continuing to grow on that is something I've been working on. And I feel like a big one for me was during my outreach, we came up with the idea to challenge people to like ask God hard questions or ask him hard things that, like for prayer. So we set up a table and we were like trying to get people who maybe don't believe in God to come up and like ask radical things. And sadly, that didn't turn out that well. Because as you know, things don't always go your way. So we set up our table at a park. And then it started pouring rain everywhere. No one was there. So we had to pick up, go like 20 minutes away at this mall, right? So we set up shop at this corner, and we got our signs out, ready to pray for people. And then everyone just starts ignoring us. We got signs, we're yelling at people. We're like, "Hey, come on, come talk." And they're just ignoring us. And then a group walks over, right? They see us, they look at us, and they start walking away to their car. But then wait, a lady stops. She turns around, looks right at us, and grabs her friend. And then he keeps pulling her away, and she stops again, pulls him. And I knew that was the Holy Spirit right there who stopped that lady. And she basically gets all four of them to come back over, and she starts talking to us about God. Now, nothing radical happened. There was no radical healings. There was no like extravagant things that I got to talk about today, but the fact that she stopped and got three other people to come talk to us, I think that's really special. So we got to talk to them about the gospel, and she asked a hard question. It was, why do people do the bad things that they do? And which is pretty hard because even I don't know what I do sometimes, but We got to talk to her about it, and we got to pray for her, which was really special. And I felt like that was the Holy Spirit moving. And then we got kicked out. And then the security came and said we had to move shop. So we were like pretty discouraged about that because we only got to talk to like four or five people about God. But then we went over to street ministry, which me personally, like street ministry, I haven't really done a lot of it. It was pretty scary to like go in a really busy mall and like ask God, "Who do you want me to pray for?" So that was like really hard for me, but I think the Holy Spirit gave me courage to like speak and like go talk to people. And to be honest, I was like trying to run away from it because I wasn't like comfortable going up to just random strangers at a mall trying to shop and like pray for them. But I was walking around, right, and then I see these three guys walk by. I was like, "I gotta go pray for them. Like, they seem like they could use some prayer." So I avoided it a little bit. I followed them, and I lost them, right? I was like, "Oh, man, I can't pray for them now." Then I look up, they're right there. I was like, "All right, God, I'll go talk to them, I guess." So I go up, and I was like, "It's really random, but can I pray for you?" And they're like really excited. They're like, "Oh, yeah, come on." So I end up praying for these guys. Nothing crazy, but I just like prayed a blessing over them, And I watched him walk away and just smiles. And that was really special for me. So, yeah. Thank you. But I just want to encourage you all today, hearing all these testimonies, that you just have a boldness and a fire in your heart to just want to do more of these things. And I think that God's working in all y'all. And I just want to say that even if you run from it, you can't hide from it. So I just want to say that God loves you and he's working through all of y'all. Thank you.
I want to invite you to stand. I want to invite all of the ones who said they're going to keep doing this stuff. If y'all would spread out on the floor, young people in front of me and looking that way, y'all can look out at the crowd. We're going to close with just getting the chance for you to get a dose of what they're carrying. This is Acts 3. Months ago, we had planned preaching through Acts. Acts 3 is a story of encounter outside the temple. You just heard stories of encounter. Do you want it? I feel like I'm supposed to ask family. If your kids went to DTS, I think there is a gift for the families that did not get to go to come and actually let your kids and their friends pray over you. And so I would strongly encourage you to think about that. But like, I just felt like as I'm listening to them share, I'm like, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, siblings, just ask them to give you what they've got. And if you were in the room listening and something inside of you is like, oh, I could never do that. I could never go to Walmart. I could never go to the mall and chase down somebody. I'd be like, that's a lie. And there is something in us that needs to break so we can remember this is who God is and this is what he does. This is who God is and this is what he does. And so just wherever you're at in the room, I'm just going to make it some space for you to begin to pay attention to and receive what maybe God has for you. And then we've got some prayer ministry teams available too. If y'all would also spread out around the front, I'm going to invite y'all to come be around these young people. I was so encouraged that so many of y'all want to keep praying for people because that's what we're going to do. So God, we just ask just what you've been doing in the room today. Would you just come and begin to seal it? Would you begin to just show us how we can respond to you? God, for those of us who have just believed you're not a God who moves anymore, I pray that you would forgive us, that we would turn to you today, that we would repent from believing you don't do things today. And I also just believe there is a real refreshing in the room, that there are people in the rooms, you have testimonies like this, and you actually need that refreshed in your heart today. You need that refreshing in your mind. And so I just want to begin to invite the room to move. Come and receive prayer. Come. You're in the room today, and like you've been wondering, is God real? You've been considering faith. Today is the day of salvation to just turn all the way to God. And if that makes sense to you, just know it's God's love for you, and you can come. Let one of these young people know, because of your testimony, I am coming home to God. I'm coming home to God. Repent and be refreshed. Holy Spirit, come. In that passage in Acts 3, this amazing miracle's happened, and Peter saw this and steps forward and he says, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified